Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hey, it is the biker capital of India. You and I have seen it happening a lot. If you look left and right, you might just see some biker trying a Dhoom 3 stunt on the footpath. 26 past 8, Wednesday morning, I'm Disha Oberoi. This is Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Yamini is with me on the phone line. She sent me a video of her colleague and she sent me a message as well. Yamini, what's this about?
Yeah, so her name is Manju.
Okay.
We work in the same team and she generally commutes by the bus and she takes you to the footpaths. She generally is in the habit of barricading the footpath with some of the stones or pebbles that she finds so that the bikers don't use the footpath.
Ah.
So this happened on JC Road First Cross. She did exactly the same thing 2 days back in the evening because bikers were using the footpath. Generally, she says that people don't, once barricade, people don't generally go over.
Barricade, matlab? On her own, she barricades the footpaths?
On her own, yeah.
How does she do it on her own? Using what?
Using the stones that are available. Our roads are full of stones. No, there's no.
So she takes those big stones and she just barricades the footpath so that the bikers don't get on.
The video in the last, she barricaded back the footpath. If you see the video till the last, she actually barricaded back.
Yeah, I've got the link as well. So what happened? What happened finally yesterday when this was JC Road? She did it at First Cross.
This was JC Road. Yeah, this is First Cross. These two bikers were arguing with her, telling that, you know, she doesn't know Kannada, therefore she has no right to tell them, etc. And localites supported her and they got them back into the road. And then she barricade back.
And she does this on her own wherever she goes. What's her name again? Manju.
Manju Thomas.
I'm going to call Manju. You've shared her number with me, right? Number ending 130.
Yeah.
I'll give her a call. This is actually quite interesting. Thank you so much.
Usually what I do is I just make these small barricades on the footpath. Right? So just to stop people so that, you know, they don't ram into me. So I put this barricade which also acts as a deterrent for future bikes to not go over it. So I usually do this without having much of disagreement from people. Yes, of course, there are some people who will smile at me and go, but a lot of them might also swear at me. But I've never had an aggressive biker like this one before. So what he did was he broke into that barricade and then he was telling me, like, you know, who are you to tell me? Is this your father's footpath? And initially I was trying to joke with him to calm him down. I'm like, you know, no, this is my mother's, Mother India. And I thought he would just, like, you know, stop, but he just went on a rant, and then after that, he was the one who was honking and gathering attention. So these passerbys actually, who actually tried to calm him down, saying, like, you know, listen, you need to go back. But
he came on the footpath and he created a ruckus. But where do you barricade this from? You just take big stones lying on the road and you make a little boundary.
Yes, we have enough deteriorated footpaths.
Yes, we have quite a few. Yeah. And you do this every day or as in when you feel the need?
Whenever I'm on the footpath. And if I'm on the footpath and if there's a biker coming, I just stop them, hey, you need to go back.
Have you had an incident where a biker came into you on a footpath?
That's why it started. So like
that's why it started.
Back, just 4 years back, I was in college at Christ University. So you know that stretch which is from Forum to St. John's?
Yeah.
So the thing is, when I was coming back from college, walking down that road, a couple of these bikers were behind me and they were honking at me as if I was doing something wrong. So then, you know, because the usual tendency is somebody honks at you, you give space, right? So then I started giving them space and the next thing I know, I'm just being cornered into the end. And my bag fell, like, you know, things are falling down and I was just like, okay, that's it. You have, you know, taken my pieces away. And that's when I started. Morning number one, bet this shot, this shot.
Morning number one, bet. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.